Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us to our This Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. And tonight, we would like to dedicate our practice to a reflection on the prayer to the Divine Mother. When it comes to any work that we do with our Divine Mother, we must always remember that our Divine Mother is a derived aspect of our being. Our being is made of many parts, many, many parts. Samael tells us there are 49 parts of the being. But these 49 parts of the being are, at the same time, so symbolic. For starters, 49, Kabbalistically, equals 13. And 13 is a mystery that invites us to the work on the Buddhist annihilation, which is the elimination of our defects. Of these 49 parts of the being that have to do with the mysteries of death, the Divine Mother is one aspect that is of tremendous importance. And the Divine Mother can help us not only on the aspect of helping reduce our defects to a cosmic dust. But our Divine Mother is also there to help us transform impressions. It is likely that you would remember, in our previous lectures we have spoken about the different hydrogens that feed the human machine. Now when we hear hydrogen, we don't want you to think in terms of chemistry. We are not speaking about that particular species that is listed as number one in the periodic table of elements. We want you to think of hydrogen as that one thing that emerges from the waters of above. Hydro means water, and gen is associated to genesis or generation. So these are things that generate for a superior reason. And as most of you will surely remember from our conversations on the Tree of Life and the Ray of Creation, whenever we find ourselves in a situation where we maintain such a high degree of awareness that we notice the instant in which we have made a decision to accept behaving in one way or another, at that moment on which that decision is made, that for the most part goes undetected in our minds, well, we have been able to transform an impression at a very high level and within the realm of causes. When we detect that decision and we stop it, we refrain it, and we deliberately choose of something that is higher, more constructive, more honorable, our Divine Mother transforms that impression for us into what is known as hydrogen 6. But if we do not catch that moment in which that decision is made, and suddenly we start noticing thoughts within our own mind, many of those thoughts that generate the moment that we feel offended, alluded, thoughts that come to mind the moment that we see ourselves enticed or hypnotized by some sexually charged image. You see, when we see those thoughts that are less than honorable forming right there in the realm of the mind, if at that very moment we catch them, and we make use of that second jewel of the golden dragon, and we tell the mind from the consciousness, mind, you have to stop this. Mind, you are here to serve me. Serve me, not the ego, but serve me, the consciousness. Say, mind, I am your master, I, the consciousness. And you are here to serve me, the consciousness. If we happen to do that, and we steal away the fire of those inferior thoughts. Then our Divine Mother nourishes us by transforming that impression and transforming it into hydrogen 12. But if we do not catch the thoughts and suddenly we are experiencing the emotions that are associated with those thoughts, then what will happen is that the moment that we notice those inferior emotions, emotions like the dark void that is fear felt inside when we are angry, or emotions like that weird excitement that comes along when we are experiencing lust, or the excitement that comes when we are moved by ambition or by greed, if at that moment we catch those emotions and we maintain the remembrance of self and we immediately catch that and we say, wait, not that. Simply because we remember the law of the pendulum. And because we know that if we get ourselves into the swing of that pendulum with that emotion, well, we know that the next thing that is going to come afterwards, if it's an emotion of joy that is unmeasured, well, it's later on going to bring back sadness. If it is an emotion of triumph, then later on we're going to experience the emotions associated to defeat. So the moment that we see that and we bring about the synthesis, and we can disconnect with that emotion and rather experience the moment with gratitude and gratefulness, well, at that moment, the Divine Mother helps intervene, and she helps transform that impression. And when we take away the fire from those inferior emotions and we synthesize them, our Divine Mother nourishes us with hydrogen 24. But if none of this happens, if we do not notice the decision that is made that initiates as a cause a stream of thoughts, if we do not catch the thoughts that crystallize as emotions, and if we do not catch those emotions when we allow everything to start being manifested in the physical body, well, the moment that we feel those things in our physical body, that we know that if those are emotions of anger, we may be ready to fight. We know that if they are emotions of lust, our body will start behaving in ways that are different. We know that if they are emotions associated with triumph, the body will try to celebrate. And if it is defeat, the body will retreat and try to keep itself in a corner. Well, if we do not notice it at that particular moment, then we miss an opportunity. But if we see that and we know that we have just missed the opportunity to catch this in the causal, in the mental, in the astral plane, well, the moment that we see ourselves like this in the body, we can always bring about the synthesis. We can always bring about that higher level of consciousness in which we can always go back and choose. How is it that we want to deal with the circumstances around us? Friends, when we do that, our Divine Mother helps us transform those impressions. She allows us to see that things are temporal, that everything has its opposite, and brings us the opportunity to reconcile the synthesis. It gives us an opportunity for us to see how we were thinking, how we were feeling, how the body was responding to the impulse of those egos. And friends, when we do that, our Divine Mother helps us nourish ourselves from the transformation of that impression. And we nourish ourselves with what is known as hydrogen 48. Hydrogen 48 is associated with the things that happen here within the physical plane, and that includes the ethereal as well. Hydrogen 24 is associated with the laws that govern and influence the astral plane. Hydrogen 12 has to do with the laws that govern and influence the mental plane. And hydrogen 3 and hydrogen 6 are the six laws that govern and influence the causal plane. This is what happens to us every time that we transform impressions. And it is our Divine Mother, the one who helps us transform these impressions. if we lamentably miss the opportunity to transform these impressions. If things go unnoticed in the mind, if the emotions run free, if the body suffers the impact of those inferior emotions and those inferior thoughts, well, eventually all this, when it goes not transformed, it ends up creating an impact to our psyche and to our body. Many times we have suffered moral tragedies. Other times we have suffered many traumas. We may have been abused physically by bullying when we were younger. Or maybe, well, we were the victim of the belt at home, the belt at the hand of our father. Maybe we were involved in a relationship where perhaps we created suffering to others, and later on, the suffering came back to us. When these things happen and these impressions are not transformed, they continue descending and they end up manifesting as hydrogen 96. Hydrogen 96 is very, very heavy. As a matter of fact, once we go from 48 laws to 96 laws, we start entering the heavy, dense spheres of the underworld. And when we have many tragedies in our lives, many traumas, abuses, moments of shame, resentments that do not go transformed, these continue their march and they end up latent within us as hydrogen 96. Because the brain, having access to our memory, does not know the difference between new events and past events. When something new happens that seems like something that happened before, it will bring back all of those previous emotions. It will bring back all of those previous thoughts. And as you observe your behavior, you will see that sometimes you have reacted way too much in ways that are not proportional to the thing that has actually happened to you in this present time. And the reason for that is because there are all of these impressions that remain there within the psyche without being transformed, still demanding of our vitality. And we can work with our Divine Mother to help us release these. Friends, if at any moment you find yourself dealing with old resentments, if you see yourself dealing with old angers, with old situations in which you have considered things to be unfair, that you wish that they would have been resolved otherwise, if you're still carrying a moral tragedy because you were betrayed, or because you were the victim of some fraud, or because you went through a divorce, or because you were abandoned by your spouse, or because of the suffering of a child who ran away from the home, all of these things, they need to be addressed. And we can always invoke of the power of the Divine Mother to help us transform these very heavy hydrogens. And the way that we do that is very simple. It is as simple as when we invoke our Divine Mother to help us deal with the psychological aggregates that we have already comprehended. All that it takes is that we ask our Divine Mother with infinite love to help us transform that impression. But of course, you need to see what is the event. You need to see what is the trauma. You still have to go back and be there to perceive it. Friends, as you do this, all you must do is close your eyes and say, Divine Mother, Mother of mine, I am here humbly at your presence, asking of you and begging of you with my soul and my heart that you help us transform this impression. And state what the impression is. And revisit that event within the screen of your mind. And as you do that, you will notice that there is a weight that is lifted out of your chest. There is a weight that is lifted off your shoulders. We need our Divine Mother to help us transform these impressions so that we may extract the learning that was missed at that particular moment, so that we can continue walking through life better equipped, in a better emotional, mental, and physical state. But more so that we can gain a better remembrance of self. Because with that remembrance of self, as we continue focused in our Father or our Divine Mother, that we do not then continue giving ourselves in to identifying with the circumstances, to being fascinated with the circumstances, and much less to not continue to fall deeper into the sleep of consciousness. And for that purpose, tonight, we're going to relax our bodies. And after we relax our body, we will invoke of our Divine Mother. And we will recite this prayer. Now we ask of you that it is you who makes an effort to memorize this prayer. It is important that we learn these by heart, that we comprehend these in every word, in every statement, so that when we are invoking our Divine Mother, that we can walk into that space of the mysteries, so that we can see how she interacts with us and what is it that we need to provide, so that together with this help of a power that is so superior to the mind, that we can see ourselves liberated, so that our conditions can continue to improve, so that we can transition into higher levels of being. The prayer to the Divine Mother goes, O Isis, Mother of the Cosmos, Root of Love, Trunk, Bud, Leaf, Flower, and Seed of all that exists, we conjure thee, Naturalizing Force. We call upon the Queen of the Night and Space, and while kissing your loving eyes, drinking the morning dew off your lips, and breathing the sweet aroma of your body, we exclaim, O thou, Nut, eternal Sadie of the heavens, you who are the primordial soul, you are what was and what will always be, whose veil no mortal has ever lifted, when you are beneath the irradiating stars of the nocturnal and profound skies of the desert, with purity of heart and in the flame of the serpent, we call upon you. We can always invoke our Divine Mother, recite of this prayer, and because we call upon her, after reciting this prayer, we can ask of our Divine Mother of the specific help that we need. In this case, to help us transform those past impressions that have become a heavy hydrogen affecting our psyche and our bodies. So let's go ahead and close our eyes. Let's let our feet remain flat on the floor. And let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Let's chant together the mantra Klim Krishnaya. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. Let's do that again so that we remember it well. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. every time that we chant the mantra Kalim Krishnaya, we become immediately surrounded by a magical circle of light, where there is the presence of the flaming star, a star that when it irradiates, it shoots away any tenebrous entities, any disincarnate egos that may exist in our surroundings. It minimizes the effect of any negative thoughts that exist in the environment. It also minimizes the effect of any negative emotions that anybody could be experiencing in our immediate environment. And it grants us a circle of protection that remains active for as long as we are able to maintain that remembrance of self. And we maintain that memories of self, that remembrance of self, by focusing on our spirit, our innermost, or focusing on the presence of our Divine Mother. And now that we have done this, we invoke our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, my internal God, we're here humbly at your presence, asking you, begging you with our soul and our heart for your contribution. Give us, Father, the faculty of objective imagination so that we may see things clearly, so that we may not be distracted by the appearance of things, but so that we can perceive the thing itself. Grant us, Father, the faculties of inspiration and intuition, so that we may grasp the significance and the reason of the things that happen, so that we can understand the spiritual reality of the things that we perceive. And give us, Father, the opportunity to embrace the principle of spontaneity. With these three faculties and this principle deposited in our mind, those events that need of our most immediate attention, those past impressions that went untransformed, past impressions that have become so heavy within our psyche, past impressions that to this moment are manifesting as symptoms within our own body. We beg of you that you let us see just one. At this instant, just one. And give us the opportunity to comprehend it clearly. We ask of this in your holy name. So be it. Let's together chant the mantra Aum. 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 maintaining the solemnity. We focus our attention on our feet. And we just seek to focus the attention of the consciousness on our toes. And as we focus on our toes, we look at our feet, our heels, our ankles, our shins, up to our knees, and instantaneously start experiencing that softness that comes with the relaxation of the body. We bring back that attention of the consciousness to our knees. And we focus that attention deep within our thighs, as if you were focusing on the femur, on the bone, and from the bone outward. And as we focus from our knees upwards, our thighs all the way up to our hips, we can immediately feel that sensation of relaxation growing from our feet to our ankles to our knees to our hips, and we feel it expanding through our glutes, our creative organs. As we do this, let's now bring our attention to our breathing. We breathe in through our nose and out through our nose. And just by noticing this softness that comes with the relaxation, our breathing immediately becomes more gentle. If it is possible, we want to bring as much finesse into our breathing as we can, to the point that the inhalation and the exhalation become almost imperceptible. And just by doing so, we bring the attention of our consciousness all the way down to the root of our spine. And with every inhalation, we allow the attention of the consciousness to continue moving upwards in our spine. Bringing relaxation to each one of the 13 major branches of our nervous system. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, with every exhalation, we bring relaxation to our abdomen, our lower back, we bring it that relaxation to our stomach, to our middle back, we bring that relaxation to our heart, to our lungs, to the space in between our shoulder blades. And we bring that relaxation upwards in our spine, all the way up to the bottom of our neck. And we allow that relaxation to spread and to reach the top of our chest, our shoulders, and from there to cascade onto our elbows, our wrists, and our hands and fingers. And we take a moment to experience this sensation of relaxation, and knowing that it is one more small victory, we know that it adds and that it builds our faith. We experience this with gratitude and with a great deal of satisfaction. Because whatever is the intensity of this state of relaxation that is flowing through our body, we know that it is perfect as it is. We bring back our attention to the bottom of our neck, and we slowly continue allowing that attention of the consciousness to move upwards. One cervical vertebrae at a time, until the relaxation reaches the bottom of our skull. Now give yourself a moment and experience the gentle warmth that comes with this particular relaxation at this particular point of the body. Allow that sensation of relaxation to expand to the space in between your ears, to slowly continue to grow up your cranium towards the crown of your head. And feel the gentle warmth that comes with it. And we take advantage of this and we relax our jaw, our tongue, and our lips. We relax the muscles of our face, our eyes, eyelids. We relax the muscles in our forehead. And with every exhalation, we allow all of our head to be absorbed by this gentle relaxation. And in gratitude for this moment, for all of us being here, united as a great family and a single heart, we invoke for the presence of our Divine Mother. Divine Mother, we're here humbly at your presence, asking of you, begging of you, with our soul and our heart, that you present yourself at this moment. We invoke you, Mother, asking for your contribution. We invoke you, begging of your help to help us digest any of those old impressions, those heavy hydrogens that exist within our psyche, and that to this moment even manifest themselves in our body. Help us see them, transform them. O Isis, mother of the cosmos, root of love, trunk, bud, leaf, flower, and seed of all that exists, we conjure you, naturalizing force. We call upon the queen of the night and space, and while kissing of your loving eyes, drinking the morning dew off your lips, and breathing the sweet aroma of your body, we exclaim, O Nuit, eternal Seiri of the heavens, you who are the primordial soul, you who are what was and what will always be, whose veil no mortal has ever lifted, when you are beneath the irradiating stars of the nocturnal and profound skies of the desert, with purity of heart and in the flame of the serpent, we call upon you. Divine Mother, help us see these impressions that have not been transformed. Let us revisit these and help us transform these hydrogens so that this weight may be lifted of our hearts, so that these effects may be lifted from our psyche and our bodies, so that we may continue forward with a better remembrance of self, striving to live the three factors of the revolution of our consciousness. We ask of this in your holy name. So be it. And with this, let's go backwards in our day. Let's look at that particular moment that immediately stands out. Because in that moment, if there is something that has not been transformed, this is a good moment to do it. If there is something that has been influenced from previous impressions that have not been transformed, even better. And let's allow our Divine Mother to take us to that event, so that we may be there and perceive it, so that we may understand what it is, so that she may help us reconcile and help us nourish ourselves from the wisdom of that particular instant. Let's do so. Divine Mother, I willingly release unto you these impressions. We no longer hold any attachments to them. These impressions have served their purpose. And we release them willingly to you. And we ask that you dispose of them in any way that you see appropriate. We ask that it is you, the one who digests them for us. Help us, Divine Mother, be relieved from this burden and this weight. We beg of this in your holy name. Amen. As you continue focusing on your breath, as you breathe in through the nose, and out through the nose. Notice how there's a gentle weight that is lifted off your shoulders. Perhaps a gentle weight that is lifted out of your chest. And we experience this with gratitude. We experience this with gratefulness and with much, much satisfaction. Divine Mother, we give you infinite thanks for the help that you give us. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for your contribution. May all of these benefits materialize. May all of this crystallize according to the will of the Great Law, and never our own. We ask of this all in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the love of Christ. Amen. 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 I invite you to take a deep breath in one. And as you exhale, two. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. And dear friends, this has been our practice with a prayer to the Divine Mother. In this week of Thanksgiving, well, we are certainly thankful for having all of you participate, and more thankful that you give us an opportunity to be part of your homes every evening. Thank you, dear friend, so much for your participation tonight. And not much more for us to wish you but a good weekend, and may all beings be happy. Have a good night.